Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com as we launch here into hour number three of the program. Let's continue the theme here that we started last hour, and that is yet more examples in the endless parade of potential examples of government incompetence, government just spending billions of dollars and getting virtually no decent return on it. They're just the inevitable failure of government programs. Government programs are bound to fail. They are bound to create the opposite in many examples, the opposite of its original intentions, the war on drugs. We've got more drugs in the streets, more drug addicts than ever, more drug problems, and it's not going to stop. You know, the war on immigration, immigration is not going to go away as a result of that. We're just going to get a police state. You know, the war on whatever. And in this example isn't a war on anything. They don't even have to have a war to fail, you see. Every government program fails. It never meets its original goals. And if they do actually succeed in getting done what they had intended to do, they've always done it far at a far greater cost than it would have been done in the marketplace, if it would have been done at all in the marketplace. And not only is it always done at a far greater cost, but it's also just inefficient, it's slow. There's nothing good you can say about these government programs. And when you actually delve into the details, when you actually look at some of the details, it's pretty amazing how bad they fail. And, Mark, you've got yet another example for us.
Yes, I do.
New York City.
Yep. New York City Transit has spent close to $1 billion to install more than 200 new elevators and escalators.
This had cost
$1 billion to, for 200 elevators and escalators.
Billion. Wow.
I mean, you'd think you'd get a deal on it if you... You know, put in bulk buy or something like that.
God.
No, but
hold on. I just did the division here.
That's
$500 million. No, that's $5 million per escalator.
That's nuts.
I can tell you that the malls of America that put in escalators are
not
paying
$5 million. There's no way. Even if it's super long escalators,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's not even the most outrageous part. On the subway system since the early 1990s.
This is the New York Times, by the way.
Since the early 90s. That means that those dollars were more back then.
Mm.
And it plans to spend almost that much again for dozens more machines. So that's $2
billion. Dozens more. Not,
yeah.
Not 200 more, but dozens more.
More by the end of the decade. It's an investment
inflation.
Of historic dimensions aimed at better serving millions of riders and opening more of the subway to the disabled. Now, I wouldn't doubt for a second that, in fact, there are millions of riders every day on these subways, but we can't sell them. We can't just sell them. They were private at one point, and then the city bought them.
But, Mark, if a private company bought the subway, they could charge whatever they wanted.
Huh? So can the city.
Oh, yeah. But they won't because they love us. They're nice.
But
the city people.
They make everyone pay, not the riders.
That's right.
Well, good. Because the riders.
The riders
are poor. That's why they're riding the subway as opposed to taking a taxi or something like that. So they need those subsidies, Mark. Don't you care about the poor?
I care a great deal about
I can't
about
believe
the poor,
you do a show
but
with
I wouldn't
this
rob
guy,
people
Ian.
To give them money.
You're crazy. You're just despicable. Look at you.
These are the results. One of every six elevators and escalators in the subway system was out of service for more than 1 month last year.
Nice.
According to the transit agency's own data, the 169 escalators in the subway averaged 68 breakdowns or repair calls each last year.
Well,
68 each.
But see, the thing is, you're not thinking about the big picture, Mark, which is we got to keep the repair guys, you know, busy.
Yeah, but what about the millions of people riding the subway?
Yeah, well, we have
poor,
to balance
and they
their,
need to get to work,
no,
so they can earn money.
It's government. We've got to balance the needs of those people with the needs of the workers. See? So
I think that's
else?
A pretty good
I think
deal.
It's ludicrous. some of the least reliable escalators in the system are also some of the newest, accumulating thousands of hours of out-of-service for what officials described as a litany of mechanical flaws. This is probably
nice.
Less to do with the escalator companies, more to do with union installation in the sense that, you know, on these jobs... Yeah, unions often have the best guys at their, you know, doing the jobs. But at the same time, they're not allowed to do their jobs. You've got to have the electrician guys got to do electrical stuff. The carpenter's guys got to do the carpenter stuff. They can't cross over, and then certain jobs require two or three guys. Some guy sits there at the whole site, turns a switch at the end of the day. It's crazy.
Mm.
So it takes all the responsibility out of the building of these things.
Why?
Two-thirds of the subway elevators, many of which travel all of 15 feet, had at least one breakdown.
Wait, elevators?
Yeah.
Okay, so like a one-story elevator.
Two-thirds of the subway elevators, many of which only travel 15 feet, had at least one breakdown last year in which passengers were trapped inside.
Wow.
Yeah. Two-thirds.
66%.
Passengers trapped inside.
Wow.
Last year. Two-thirds. Passengers trapped inside last year.
And those are New Yorkers.
Right?
Now, wait a minute. Now, okay.
And on the subway, some of them don't smell so good.
I don't even want to think about it.
Now, first of all, it's not fair to say that, well, the subway system should have a perfect record. This is mechanical stuff. Stuff's going to break. I mean, people going up and down all day long. Inevitably, stuff is going to break. But if you stay on top of maintenance, then you shouldn't be having these kind of numbers. You should be able to detect the breakdowns coming, the parts wearing out.
What kind of maintenance do you need for the two-thirds of the elevators breakdown trapping people?
Yeah, maybe they should just privatize the whole city and turn it over to Disney. I think that would work.
Oh, they'd get
Disney
it done.
It might actually look nice, not stink. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't imagine these elevators are too pretty either.
You know, and if the subway does get too expensive, people will stop taking it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take something else. If you get the government out of buses and allow as many buses,
taxis, jitney cabs,
get the government out of taxis and get rid of those medallions. Let as many people who want travel in taxis.
Yeah, that's going to happen in New York. Those guys get $400,000 the last time I looked for a taxi medallion in New York City?
For a license. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for one taxi. $400,000.
Costs $100,000 to get a hot dog vending license in the city.
Good God.
There's nothing you can do in New York City. You're right about that. There's no libertarian saving New York.
Nope. It's done for.
Yeah.
The Empire State. Screw it. Yeah. If you're still there, get out while you still can.
That's a great story, man.
Although it's not over. Wait, no, it's not over. There's more. This is a 5-page story, and really, we're only going to focus on the first page of it.
Right.
So we'll post, Mark, you'll post the link over at BBS.
Transit officials concede that the machine's performance has often been poor, but they say they're finally moving to fix what's wrong. There's a lot of problems, says Howard H. Roberts Jr., president of New York City Transit. We've laid the problems out, and we're addressing them one by one. We are making progress. This is since 1990.
Since 1990?
Well,
can you have another platitude in there? Can we have we're moving forward or we have
so
a committee?
Stupid.
Or...
People believe this crap. We're addressing them one at a time. We're making progress, I think, across a wide variety of fronts.
I love government doublespeak. I'm glad you brought that up. The idea that, and not just doublespeak, but like obscure speak as well, where they say a lot, but they don't actually say anything.
Yeah, right.
Like that we're going to form a committee on moving forward and they will decide on the steps that we'll need to begin to take to start looking at the issue of moving forward.
Right.
Listen, that kind of crap.
We have laid the problems out. We're addressing them one by one. We're making progress, and I think across a wide variety of fronts.
Hey, can you know, Mark, you know, if people are watching it on the cam, can you do one of those, like, instead of pointing of the finger, can you do one of those, like, finger click things that the politicians are taught to do? They're taught not to point. They're supposed to be like,
really?
I've got my thumb hitting my forefinger, and it's
interesting.
I didn't know that one. Oh, they do it. I noticed Dukakis did it first. That's when I first noticed it. But I think JFK used to do it, too. And they all do it. It's like they're told by these idiot PR people, like, don't use your forefinger to point because it's I don't know what it is. It means you're confrontational. I don't know. It's so stupid. So good job, Mark. We pose as the politicians. Well done.
Yeah.
Read the obscure speak again. I love it. Give me one more. One more hit.
Fun. Okay.
It's funny because we don't live in New York, and at least it's not as bad out here in New Hampshire.
We've laid out the problems. We're addressing them one by one, and we're making progress. I think across a wide variety of fronts.
The only other things
we're
he's missing
are... We're making progress on laying them out, right?
That's the idea. No, they've laid them out.
Oh, okay.
We know what the problems are now.
Can he say we're partnering?
He doesn't name them.
I want to hear him use partnering, and I want to hear him use the word wellness, please.
800-259.
Out of the box.
Out of the
paradigm.
1-800-259-9231. There is more to this story.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to share that with you on the way, and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with
Engard
and Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the wiki. Get interactive with over 1,700 posts. There's a lot of stuff on there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com. And it's free, of course. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
We continue with the, as expected, inevitable governmental failures. This particular set of examples is from New York City, where they've spent over $1 billion taxpayer dollars on installing apparently just 200 escalators and elevators.
Yeah, $5 million elevators. Where do they get these things? What are they made of? Gold?
And the breakdowns. I mean, you've gone through the numbers here, Mark. The breakdowns, two-thirds of
the
elevators.
It's amazing how often their elevators and escalators are breaking down. Two-thirds.
Right. Two-thirds of the elevators broke down with people inside. With, they had a rescue situation.
In 1 year.
Yeah, in 1 year's time. And there's more. There were more numbers if you missed them. Listen to the archive. But, Mark, there's even more to the story, isn't there?
The cost of this all goes beyond the hefty capital investment and the roughly $25 million spent each year on maintenance and repair. It can be calculated in terms of people delayed on their way to work, people injured in accidents, people forced to alter their travel routes, and for the disabled, it means many areas of the subway system still cannot be reliably navigated. The New York Times spent months examining the system, the money spent on it, and the oversight by management, conducting dozens of interviews, reviewing thousands of pages of documents. And this is one of the things that governments rely on. It's just the
inordinate
amount of paper that they generate.
Yeah, and that you won't look through it.
So that you can't look through it. And it's almost, they make it difficult to read. The facts that you'd want aren't displayed in a way that you can find them easily.
Oh, yeah. I tried to get the city of Keene's budget and look through it, and I got in a couple pages and I was...
what was the line from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when Mr. Prosser is there to tear down Arthur Dent's house at the very beginning of the book? And he says, the paperwork has all been on file at your local such-and-such office. And Arthur Dent says, oh, yes, after you go down into the cellar past a dripping toilet and a closet that says, beware of the leopard. You know, it's like, if all you had to do was look at it, it's like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, what are you going to say? A thorough analysis of more than 10 years of records not previously released by the transit agency, reporters were able to track breakdowns, repair calls, and maintenance for every escalator and elevator in the system. Mm. What emerged was a portrait of startling shortcomings. More than 200 mechanics who maintain and repair the subway's elevators, they have a crew of 200 mechanics.
Okay.
They can't...
So at least one for every escalator they built.
Good point.
The more than 200 mechanics who maintain and repair the subway's elevators and escalators receive as little as 4 weeks of training, a fraction of what they would receive in other transit systems or private industry. The transit officials concede that the system is so inefficient that many elevator and escalator mechanics spend barely half of their shifts actually working on troubled machines.
What else do they do? Sit around?
I don't know. Maybe they're stuck in elevators? Managers often rush bulky elevators and escalators back into service, bulk, like it's not working, not bulky, without identifying the underlying cause of mechanical problems, leading to more breakdowns. Many problems occur because of basic design flaws or mistakes made during the construction of the machines when contractors worked with little or no oversight. Those conditions left many of the machines virtually broken from the onset. Mm. And the contractors having to replace or repair any of these things? No. They don't have enough competent people with the proper training, said Michelle O'Toole, president of the J. Martin Associates, which transit agency hired in 2006 to evaluate the elevator operations. Wonder how much they paid for that.
Wow.
It all reflects back to qualifications, training, and capabilities. It also goes back to how much they're spending on these things. Transit officials say that the subway presents unique challenges. Elevators and escalators are spread out over far-flung systems, requiring more mechanics and slower responses to breakdowns. They're all over the place, Ian. They have subways going to them.
If they only had them all lined up next to each other, it'd be a lot better.
But wait a minute. That's such a lousy excuse, because if you go over to a place like a Vegas or even the rest of New York, where there are buildings everywhere, and in every building there are multiple elevators going up and down all day long, all of those companies manage to get the job done and keep their escalators and elevators running 24 hours a day with the occasional shutdown for a maintenance check, replace a few parts, and get them back up and running. You don't hear about these problems happening at, the hotels in Vegas. You don't hear about these problems happening at the Skyrise in your town. It's just the government people
oh, they're so far apart. What do we do? Well, there's one engineer over here and 199 over there, and oh, the one sucking.
And they
the
get lonely.
Yeah.
Many elevator companies travel across the whole state. The Miami Elevator Company in Florida handles the whole state. Somehow they can figure out how to get a guy with the right tools to all these different types of elevators to repair them. And there's different kinds. Some of them have little pulleys on top, and some of them have these hydraulic lifts on the bottom.
It's always excuses, though, with the government people. And it's always there's always some excuse.
Because government doesn't breed competence.
And then there's always a plan, right? Oh, we're on this.
Oh, yeah.
We're working on this. We're going to bring some new people in, and we're going to restructure the organization. Don't worry. We're going to hire some new bureaucrats and expand our budget, because you said they're going to spend another $1 billion repairing these and building a few new ones as well, right? Or they're going to repair like 12 of them?
I wish they'd just say, well, screw you people. It's not like you can do anything else anyway. You've got to pay for it.
Let's be real about making excuses.
That'd be perfect.
That's what one of the New York toll booth operators basically said to us when we were driving up to New Hampshire and going. We had a 26-foot Penske truck full of stuff driving up through New Hampshire. So we're paying quite a bit at the tolls as a result of that. And, one of the tolls was like $19, and the guy looked at us, and I'm paraphrasing here, and he said, it's like highway robbery, isn't it?
I ran into a guy.
Exactly what it is.
It's a lot like that.
I'm coming back from New Jersey. I was visiting my girlfriend in the middle of the winter, and it was really cold, and I was driving back, and I was at the Mass Pike turning off there, and it was like 3 in the morning, and it was really frigid, and I said to the guy, I was like, boy, man, you must be feeling cold. He goes, no problem. I was like, what? He goes, I'm not feeling cold with what I'm getting paid here. Like, yeah. It was funny.
Wow. And you're paying for
Thank
it,
you so
sucker.
Much, dude. Yeah, and you know what's great is you talk about those jobs. Those guys don't measure the job on getting it done and being successful. When these people get the job, it's how long will it last? How long is the contract for? Mm. We're going to keep this going. And it's incredible. They keep going. I swear. I really think that the only time that there is a differential in, like, time and space is when you look at a public works project. They operate on a totally different time plane.
Sure.
You go by and it's
Bistro
like,
man.
Everything's slow. And they're inside like, hey, dude, everything's normal here. That's definitely, you're walking in a bubble.
Yep. They've got no, they're only incentivized to take longer and to do a crappier job. Because you can see here on these escalators, the contractors that put them in, if you put this in my business, your butt would be back here fixing it. I would be screaming. I would be down there. I'd be picketing. I got a $5 million elevator that goes 35 feet, and you can't make it work?
More coming up. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Moo is on the line in Wisconsin. We'll find out what he has to say and talk to you about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-996-9654. That's 1-800-996-9654. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garner.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to do phone calls. You bring up anything. Moo in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Moo.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about this FLDS thing for a second.
The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for those that do not know, about a month ago, they raided one of their compounds in Texas and stole over 400 children from their home and their families. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. You said that happened a month ago. I believe you guys also reported that what spurred off that raid was the anonymous phone call from out of state or something like that, right?
Yes, an anonymous phone call which allegedly was placed by some prankster, a hoaxer. It wasn't even the 16-year-old girl that the caller claimed to be. They were never able to find the legitimate caller, and they have suspicions that it was someone else.
Well, can I lay a conspiracy theory on you guys about
who
I think made that call?
Sure,
I was just sitting here watching Larry King, and he was interviewing this lady. I think her name was Carolyn Jessup.
Wasn't she the suspect?
No, she was the one with whom the suspect was speaking at the Women's Abuse Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's sitting there in Larry King, and after a while she started plugging her book about how she escaped from that whole entire cult when she was like forced to marry it into marriage at 13 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it just out, or has it been around for a while?
You know what? I really wasn't sure. I was looking at it in Amazon, but I couldn't figure out when it was put out. But maybe she just was in a tight spot economically. Hey, we'll stir some controversy.
Well, I mean, what better would to sell books? I don't know whether it's so.
They seem
to find this other woman who I doubt would have thrown herself under the bus to sell Ms. Jessup's book. But I can see why Ms. Jessup would have been incentivized to push the issue a lot farther.
Oh, yeah.
They already have a suspect as far as who the caller was, and I forget what her name was, but she lived
with something Spanish.
She lived in Colorado or something like that, and I thought it was a black lady, but whatever.
She's black,
but the
name's Spanish.
Gotcha. And she'd been known to make these calls in the past. She has a history of making these phone calls, and in fact, her phone number, I guess, was tied in somehow to that particular facility that was called, as I recall. So odds are your conspiracy theory probably going to fall flat, but nonetheless, interesting speculation. Any other thoughts?
I'll share that with you. Yeah, one more thing before I leave.
Beautiful.
California ain't got sheep.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. I don't know what he has against California.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up anything. Here's some more news for you. And it's not good. Though a lot of people probably would think it would be good on its face. The Supreme Court upheld criminal penalties Monday for promoting child pornography. Yay!
Yay, that sounds good, right?
The big bad child porn purveyors. Yay! Okay, wait, let's look a little further and see what this means. The court, in a 7-2 decision, brushed aside concerns that the law could apply to mainstream movies that depict adolescent sex, classic literature, or innocent emails that describe pictures of grandchildren. The ruling upheld part of a 2003 law that also prohibits possession of child porn. It replaced an earlier law against child pornography that the court struck down as unconstitutional. The law sets a 5-year mandatory prison term for promoting or pandering child porn. It does not require that someone actually possess the child pornography. Huh. What exactly does that mean? If you don't possess the child porn, but are promoting it or pandering child porn.
Wait a minute. What are they talking about?
Does that mean that if we were to say something like on the air, like, hey, all you 15-year-old kids, you should take pictures of your 15-year-old boyfriends or girlfriends and keep them for yourself. Would that be promoting child pornography?
Sounds like it.
Because by their laws, that is child pornography, even though they're clearly not children. They're teenagers, but the law doesn't care about all that. The law sets, again, a 5-year mandatory prison term for that, and opponents have said that, therefore, could mean the law might apply to movies like Traffic or Titanic that depict adolescent sex.
Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
But Justice Antonin Scalia, in his opinion up for the court, says the law doesn't cover movie sex. There's no possibility, he says, that virtual child pornography or sex between youthful-looking adult actors might be covered by the term simulated sexual intercourse. Likewise, he said, First Amendment protections do not apply to offers to provide or requests to obtain child pornography.
And by the way, just one point there. I wrote about this for an organization. They hired me to write about the Children's Internet Protection Act, the CIPPA,
mm-hmm.
and then there's another one. There's a variant of it, and they were both being questioned in that case. They were struck down, as you said before. So the Congress rewrote them. They were originally brought up under John Ashcroft. And this person is this hardcore Christian person. She didn't like the articles that I wrote. She paid me for them, but she didn't use them because I was saying this isn't the place of the federal government to get involved in this. And it was fascinating because that virtual pornography thing.
Oh, it mentions that in a moment here.
Yeah, the key here is on that one. I don't know where you're going to go, so I don't want to jump the gun in. But the key there is supposedly child porn is you have a victim. And with virtual child porn, there is no victim.
It's a thought crime.
Yeah. It's like a drawing. You know, what happens if you draw a naked little girl in the sand? You know, is that child porn?
There are pictures online. Remember, Mark, when we came across the 4chan phenomenon?
Yeah.
There's this phenomenon, this internet phenomenon called 4chan websites, and they're different. There's like 7chan, there's 4chan.
I don't know what the hell it means.
There's 420chan.
Charlie Chan.
What they are anonymous message boards, essentially. They're not even really message boards. They're like anonymous posting places where people go, usually very young people, probably young adults or young adolescent males are probably the super majority of the users. And they go and they post all kinds of stuff. There's certainly pornography in there. There's video game stuff. It's just all over the map.
Mm.
And there are sections where they have this hentai. I think they call it loli porn, which is pictures like Japanese anime style pictures of young girls doing pornographic things. So completely fabricated, total fantasy photos. They're all over the place. I mean, you're talking about there's a significant percentage of people out there that are participating in this, and you know, a lot of people are going to be disturbed by it, and many of the pictures are very disturbing. There's some very awful things going on in these photos, and they're talking about criminalizing it. Not only are they talking about criminalizing that, but they're talking about criminalizing asking for child pornography. So what the judge says here, Scalia says, The First Amendment protections do not apply to offers to provide or requests to obtain child pornography. Therefore, if you were to go online tonight into a chat room and ask for some child porn, or maybe in this case, even the virtual stuff, maybe one of these pictures of the hentai porn, if you were to go in there and do that, and some federal agent was in there running a sting operation, they get your chat logs, you violated the anti-child porn log, even though you didn't actually get the child porn. It's like the guy that pulls over to the side of the road and, you know, the whore, somebody who thinks is a whore gets in his car and then he sets a price and asks for sex. They don't ever actually get to the sex. It's just the asking for it that is the crime. And that's where, you know, that's where at least this particular portion of that law is going, which makes me wonder if all it takes is a chat log to convict somebody of this crime, then how hard would it be for them to get your screen name, Mark, and just manufacture a chat log? Say, well, here it is. Mark point. Edge on Friday night wrote this to us.
Here's
over the internet. Yeah, see?
Well, you know, and Russell Canning, with whom I've worked a great deal in the last couple of months, and
super activist here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, like, if you listen to perhaps some of the things that people say about him, you'd think that the guy's mad. You'd think he's completely out of his mind. But when I talk to him, you've never met a more humble Christian man in your life.
Mm.
But he said, and matter-of-factly, like, he just understands, look, when they take me away, if the federal government comes after me and they want to put me away, if they really want to do that, it's going to be child porn.
Because then who'll be his friend anymore, right?
Right. Because it's so easy to convict somebody on, and it's so difficult. You know, it's not whether they can prove it or not. It's the seriousness of the charge. And Ian, you and I, if they decide to take us away, they're not going to shoot us from some rooftop. They're going to stuff child porn in our computers.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, which is why I go back to, you know, whenever somebody asks, well, why do you say on the air that you don't pay taxes? Like, look, if they want to come and get me, they could come and get me for whatever they wanted to get me for.
And
terrorism, child porn, whatever.
Why wouldn't I let them search my car if I've got nothing to hide?
More coming
That's
up.
That's why.
This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious.
The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now, it's Ian here with you.
Ian Garn.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com and buy all the stuff you need through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage. Finally, you can purchase our banner advertisement on our website. The second banner on the site is available for auction right now at auction.freetalklive.com. You can advertise virtually anything that you want on our website and get it for an entire month if you're the winner of the auction. Auction.freetalklive.com. Now, why can't we auction off the first banner? Well, it's because SACL CAI owns the first banner on the Free Talk Live website, and this program is brought to you by SACL CAI. In fact, if you've got collections that you need to get done and you want to get a company that's going to do it right, you want to talk to SACL CAI, but we're not going to tell you anything about SACL tonight beyond the fact that they've got something going on at Porkfest. According to this, get your limited supply Porkfest beer mug and drink responsibly with Jason Osborne from
awesome.
SACL CAI.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring select microbrews from New Hampshire, margaritas, guest celebrity bartenders, including Julia and myself.
And
Mark,
myself.
You're going to be involved?
And Gardner.
I just got the invite from Jason. Thank you, Jason.
He's putting us all to work.
And prize drawings and more. So it's really going to be a hell of a time. It's only at Porkfest.
Right. You can get the mug by being one of the, it's first come, first serve.
I thought he was charging for the mugs. Is he not going to do that?
I don't know. He's still first come, first serve.
Well, that, yeah,
first
that's
come, first
true.
Served. Does not mean necessarily free, but
limited supply.
Yeah, and they have that at the Fun Tent.
The Fun Tent.
They're referring
is that
to
what it's going to be called.
Tent, the SACL CAI Fun Tent.
So yeah, looking forward to that. And
kind of your humdrum tent.
The Fun Tent. Exactly. All right. 800-259-9231. Talking about the again the child porn issue, because it's such a critical issue. The reason why is because no one likes child pornography beyond a very, very small percentage of the population.
Right, and so because of what it draws up in people's mind.
Sure.
What they define as child porn is something entirely different than what, it
right,
is.
Right, child porn by the statutes is not necessarily what you're thinking. Child porn can
right.
include
you think
teenagers.
Of,
that
you think of a little boy or little girl all tied up, being forced, being touched or
forced
being forced
sex,
to touch
yeah.
themselves. Well, something like that. Some child getting done with a 2.5 powered Briggs and Stratton strap-on gas-powered gas-powered strap-on. No, it's nothing like this most of the time. Most of the time, it's some girl that they say is in fact underage, and nobody can prove it because she's a girl from the internet, and they just don't know.
Yeah,
she looks young, or it's pictures of some child porn or something like that. Some girl in a Catholic girl outfit or something like that. What they call child porn and what we think of as child porn, two entirely different things.
But all they have to do is label someone a child pornographer or purveyor of child porn, and all of a sudden, you know, he becomes a pariah as far as, you know, lose your job, you'll lose your friends simply because you were accused of this particular crime. So not only is it serious from that viewpoint, in that we really need to pay attention to what they're doing because people are having their lives ruined over this. Secondly, it's also serious because it's going to be the foot in the door for government regulation of the internet. The government people are saying it already, and they're going to continue saying it ever louder and ever more. They're going to say, well, you know, this whole internet thing, it worked for a little while. We liked the freedom. We really liked the freedom on the internet, but now it's being abused. Now it's being abused for things like piracy and things like child pornography and terrorism, and it's being abused, and we cannot allow this to happen anymore. You know, those people in China, they had a good idea when they decided to crack down. We need to do the same thing here in America because we have to protect the children.
They won't mention the piracy, but the piracy will be, in fact, the reason. You know, they're concerned that people are, A, talking too much and talking bad about the government, and they don't like that. And
yeah,
B,
so's dissent.
The MPAA, they've got lobbyists. Do you have any lobbyists? Listeners, do you have a lobbyist? Well, the MPAA has lots of them.
That's
the RIAA
sure.
does.
Yeah.
So pay close attention to these issues, not because you need to be concerned because you're a purveyor, but because these are going to be the excuses they use to control the internet. If you like the internet and you like the freedom that it has, you really need to be watching those groups that are on the fringes, the child porn purveyors, the extreme pornography. We've seen stories about the federal government going after adult porn. They've gone after, and there was a recent story about it. I think I've got it in my show prep file. We'll probably get to it one of these days. But they go after the extreme adult pornography, which involve, you know, violence or involve sadistic kind of weird stuff, weird fetishes. They
not
go
against
after
the law.
Right. Well, it's not at all. And it's consenting adults that are participating in it, but they go after it.
And they're actors, by the way.
Correct. And but they go after it because no one, not even in the porn industry, is willing to stand up for these people. Nobody who's doing mainstream porn is going to stick their neck out on the line and try to defend the guy that's doing the sadistic porn. It's just not happening. So the government's able to just plink, plink, pick these guys off from the periphery.
This is particularly vexing because, as you said, you don't have to have had in your possession anything bad. Anything,
oh, now you can just
anything
ask
anything that's
it.
Criminal.
Right. Now it's criminal if you just ask
for it. If you're asking for it, in this case, they said that this guy, Michael Williams, was arrested by an undercover operator, a Secret Service agent, engaged this guy in internet chat rooms where they swapped non-pornographic photographs. Williams advertised himself as a, quote, dad of a toddler who has good pics of her and me for a swap of your toddler pics or live cam. What are you supposed to do there? You're going to arrest the guy
for offering
something?
Okay, you want to see pictures of my kid? Sure.
Well, he did apparently have some pictures.
If
and
he does,
send
that's
them.
Different.
This is the thing, though. If I got that, if what Gardner says is so, the way it went down is, well, I just had a baby. Sure. You want to see pictures of my baby? I'll show you pictures. I'll look at your pictures of your baby. Sure. That's great. Babies are great.
But even if he was offering
porn,
even if he was offering, well, that's true. That's true. Good picture. That's an excellent point. That's an excellent point, Mark. Even if he said, "I've got naked pics of my baby or whatever, blah blah blah," I'll give them to you. Until they have an exchange, I don't understand how the law is.
Well, it says here they did have an exchange. It says in the story that they did have an exchange.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, gotcha.
But even so, I understand that it's disgusting and despicable, but it's not criminal in that there is no victim. For this guy has photos of naked kids doing whatever. There's no victim in him having photos. If he victimized children, if he was the one that took the photos and forced children into doing things that they didn't want to do, you've got victims there.
Yeah, but in this case, they say, and the only point I wanted to make, is just I'll address your point, is in this case, he's trafficking products that depict a criminal act, and someone is profiting from the criminal act. So someone can say that.
Maybe they're profiting, maybe they aren't.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. That's right. But I wanted to mention the Supreme Court ruling.
Can I not take video of someone committing a crime and...
No, that's a good point.
That?
That's a good point. The Supreme Court ruling pertains to even offering these things without even having them. you know, Justice Souter says, right. You don't even have to have these things. That's
right.
The
Williams case isn't as interesting as what the Supreme Court has decided. And the 7-2 decision, there's more to say about it. According to Justice Souter and Ginsburg, the two dissenters, Souter said promotion of images that are not real children engaging in pornography could still be the basis for prosecution under the law. Possession of those images, he says, may not be prosecuted. Now, may not doesn't mean anything to me. They can absolutely prosecute these people if all they're saying is, well, we may not prosecute these. And he's saying that if you've got the fantasy porn, the drawings, the 3D representations, there are 3D modeling programs that people use to make representations of underage sex that don't obviously involve real people. He's saying that promoting that could be prosecuted under this particular law. According to Souter, he says, I believe that maintaining First Amendment protection of expression we have previously held to cover fake child pornography requires a limit to the law's criminalization of pandering proposals. But the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the provision. They said it makes a crime out of merely talking about illegal images or possessing innocent materials that someone else might believe is pornography. In the appeals court view, the law could apply to an email sent by a grandparent entitled Good Pics of Kids in Bed, showing grandchildren dressed in pajamas. And indeed it could. And indeed, we've seen cases of naked children in bathtubs being considered child porn.
True.
So
people put in jail for this. Their kids taken away for this.
It's really just absolutely crazy where this is going. So it's going to the point where you can't even talk about this. You can't have fantasy images. You can't have anything that might suggest children combined with sexuality. And it's very disturbing. This is thought crime in America, and it's going to be a foot in the door to regulate your freedom of speech on the Internet. Just watch it happen. It's already happening now, and it's going to get worse. It has been Ian here with you.
Ian Garn.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But we're done for tonight. We'll catch you tomorrow, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.